Hi, James.
Hey, Dad.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to
Bubbles! Okay, so here today we didn't pop anything yet because we have a new bottle opener, huh?
This is so cool. I'm excited to use it. So you got this. You got one for me and one for you.
Uh-huh.
Our producer picked them up with you.
Yep.
What is it, James? What are we looking at here?
It's a ring with a bottle opener on it.
So it looks just like a ring.
Yeah.
Like you could just wear it for a ring.
Uh-huh.
Like that. But also, low key, you can open your Topo Chico with it.
Don't say low key.
Why not? Because did I use it right?
No, you didn't.
I did use it
you
right.
You didn't.
How do you use low key?
It's more of like when you're talking to someone and it's like just one thing. It's hard to explain, but that's not the right way to do it. I can't open mine. It's because the ring doesn't quite fit me. It's an adult ring. Ooh.
Got it. Woo! Cheers.
Wow, it exploded. Cheers.
Ching, ching. Mm. Ice cold Topo Chico on a hot, hot day in California.
Yup. At least
better?
We're not in NorCal.
Could be hotter, huh?
Much hotter over
hotter.
There.
So, what about your shirt? What's going on here? You got a new shirt?
Yeah, I got a couple new shirts. I'm wearing an office shirt.
So, it says, it's got a picture of Michael Scott, otherwise known as Steve Carell. And it says, that's what she said, Michael Scott.
I love it.
That's one of my favorite shows of all time. Back in like the early 2000s, it was like must-see TV for everybody.
Yep.
Even going, might have started in the late 90s. I don't remember. But
no,
I think
it's
2000s.
2000s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
So. This is good. Look, I got one of these. This is the throwback label here.
1926 vintage label.
Vintage label, yeah. Yeah.
I got the modern one.
Agua Mineral Topo Chico. Ciao Topo Chico, says.
Where?
Right there.
That says CIA.
Oh, CIA Topo Chico. What's CIA?
Like, I think it's supposed to be CIA. I don't think it means like the CIA. Like
Central Intelligent Agency. They're watching us. They're listening to this pod, listening in on what's going on in the Passmore household.
So, I think we both brought treats to the show today, huh?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Do you want to start with yours?
Well, if you want to talk about treats, there's only one treat that's a real, real treat. And that would be macaroons. So, you guys got some macaroons yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't bring them on the pod because we almost ate them all.
I think there's only three left.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
That place is amazing. How much are those macaroons?
I'm actually not sure.
I think they're like $2 each or something like that. Not too bad.
Yeah, seems about right.
Certainly worth it. They're delicious and tasty and very nice looking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what did you bring on the pod today? I see something that's very familiar to me here.
Yep, but I don't think we've tried this on the pod yet.
We have not.
Mountain Valley Still Water.
Yeah.
So this is the pure water that they use in the sparkling version, which I assume is more famous, because that's the one I heard about first. And I'm excited to try this. Instead of like a blue thing, it has a red, and instead of like saying sparkling, it just says spring water.
Do you have any topo facts about this?
I do not.
Okay. I have something about it. It's not a topo fact, but it's interesting.
Okay.
So this water is super familiar to me because at my work, my CEO drinks this water all day long.
She always told us this water.
I did already.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves that water.
Okay, do you want to discuss your treat, and then I can tell them about my elbow, I guess?
Sure, I guess, quote-unquote, treat?
Yeah, it's not a treat.
So, you know, everybody's trying to stay really healthy these days. You want to have a good immune system and try to stay fit and keep away from the COVID monster, huh? So this, what I've got here, is a concoction that I've been drinking a lot of, and I make it. I make a batch and then it lasts me a couple of days. It's a ginger and turmeric shot.
I hate these things, so I went out of my way to find my own thing, the wheatgrass, which is about as good as the turmeric, if not more.
Okay, well, let me tell about this, and then you tell about the wheatgrass, okay?
Okay.
So let's pour some here. I'll pour you a little bit, because I know you don't like it very much.
I hate this stuff, and this is probably going to humiliate me on the podcast, but for the pod.
Do it for the pod. Do it for the pod. Here you go. Ready?
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
A little shot.
Oh. Mm.
That's pretty good. So,
oh, that was not as strong.
The process and how this works is you get turmeric, turmeric root, real turmeric, and real ginger.
Yep. Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, my throat hurts.
It's good for you. It's going to be good for your inflammation.
Yeah, I think I swallowed too quick with my topo there.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you take turmeric and ginger and put that in the blender bullet.
Yep.
And then I add organic lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in there. Black pepper. You got to put pepper in to activate the turmeric so that the turmeric works good. A little bit of cayenne pepper. And then usually I top it with kombucha, with like a ginger kombucha so it's not so strong like all lemon.
Yeah.
And then you blend that all together, zip it up, put it on extract mode so it zips it really fast and really good. And then I take a strainer and a funnel, and I pour it into a strainer and a funnel, and strain out all of the solid parts, and what you're left with is this delicious orange color.
Not delicious,
hey,
but orange
color.
Everyone
has their own taste, huh?
No, that's mine, and I'm not doing that again.
Oh, that's yours? Okay, let me do that. I don't want to paint your nice white desk here with orange turmeric.
Yep. Oh, buddy.
Mm. And then, so, wheatgrass.
Uh-huh.
So, what happened? You bought some live wheatgrass?
Yep, I bought some live wheatgrass because I can't stand the turmeric shot. So, wheatgrass is an amazing superfood. It's, like, over 20 health benefits. It's
what are they?
Amazing.
Name all 20 right now. Come
no,
on.
No, I can't. And it's really green when you blend it. They sell it at Jamba Juice and everything. And I made my own recipe for it instead of being super bitter and sour and spicy. Mine's more like sweet. So it's, I blend wheatgrass, a little bit of orange juice, just a little, and then a little bit of light lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And I blend that all together and then I strain it. And then I do a wheatgrass shot instead of a turmeric shot.
That's really good. That's good. Do one of those a day. That's good for your health.
Do you want to know a fact?
Yeah, of course. Oh, is it time for
Topo
Facts?
This isn't a Topo Fact, though.
It's a fact. A fact's a fact's a fact.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I read online that 2 ounces of wheatgrass is the equivalent to eating about a whole bowl of salad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
So definitely we're going to have some more wheatgrass in our life here.
Yep.
How come your chair's up so high?
Because I don't like my height, and I like to be the same height
as you.
Is that
why?
You.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
but you're taller than
me
right now.
Yeah. I feel powerful.
I think you're going to be pretty tall.
Uh-huh.
You still have some growing to do.
Yep. Do you want to do the spring water?
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's the end of Topo Facts, then.
Why don't we get some... Okay, no more Topo Facts today. Why don't we get some glasses and ice, and we can try it in that.
All right. We'll be back after this short little sponsor.
And we're back.
Okay.
What's going on, James?
So, we decided to switch things up a little here for this part of the podcast, and we have the spring water we're going to try, and we want to compare it to our fridge water.
No bubbles in any of this water, huh?
Nope.
Okay, this is the anti-bubbles portion of the Bubbles podcast.
All right, so let's see here. I don't know why I held that up to the phone there for a second. There's no bubbles, so you're not going to hear anything. All right, so we've got the spring water in our little clear glasses, and then our normal water in the octopus glasses.
And then we have our Topo Chico, too. So we've got 3 waters each here. Okay, so which one we try first?
Do you want to do spring?
Fridge water first.
Fridge water?
Yeah, fridge water.
Cheers. It's decent water. It has a bit of a, like, a bitter note to it, though.
Irvine's finest.
All right.
Okay, and then now the Mountain Valley.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a difference.
So much different. So much better.
Wow.
That's delicious.
Yeah. You can taste the difference. It's pretty crazy.
It tastes, like, sweeter, almost?
It's sweeter. It's weird because the flavor seems to, like... It's smoother.
Yeah.
And the flavor seems to, like, I don't know how to say it. It feels more rounded.
It must have some good minerals in it.
Mm-hmm. It's much more rounded. Mm. Like, you go back to the fridge water for a second here. And it has a little bite.
Yeah. The fridge water's fine, too. It's good. Yeah. It's filtered, you know. It's fine, but it's definitely not as good.
Yeah, so you get a bite from this, right? And then go back to this for 1 second.
I drank it all. Nope. I've got a pour more.
And there's no bite. It's weird. There's no bite at all. It's like smooth.
Mm.
Like, taste it.
Oh yeah, that's good.
You have that?
That's really good.
Yeah. Okay, so now we know. There definitely is a difference in the water. It's not just all carbonation for Mountain Valley.
Very good, yep. And for me, though, still number one is this guy.
Oh, of course.
Cheers.
Hmm.
So, how about those, we watched some hockey yesterday.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
That's one of my topics, actually.
Oh, really? Good. Yep. So, what did you want to say? I don't know, I've got plenty to say about it.
So, we watched another hockey game today, their second match against yesterday. Their second match against the Blues.
The Canucks versus the Blues in the NHL playoffs. It's round one. They had a qualifying round first. They beat the Wild, and now they're into the round one against the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. And the Canucks have been dominating. It's excellent.
I know, it's amazing.
But that game yesterday was pretty good and pretty close.
Yeah, it was really close. They came back, huh? We had a 2-goal lead, and then they came back, and then we went to overtime, and they almost scored like 2 times.
Yep.
And then we won.
Bo Hobart had 2 amazing goals in that
game. Oh my god.
The first one, you want to describe it?
The first one, so he was on his side, right? So the defending side, which is basically where their team was, right? They dumped the puck back onto their side. He skates down the ice, right? Goes through, like, 2 offensive players.
You made
players.
A move on the defenseman.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Go ahead, yeah. He skated
through 2 offensive players.
Forwards,
yeah. And then he skated like around the third forward, and then there were 2 defensemen, and he like kind of did this move where he pulled back the puck, right, and then brought it forward and then hit it like behind the goalie, and it was crazy to watch. It was like something out of a video game.
It was amazing. Uh-huh. And then in overtime, he caught the pass from Quinny Hughes on the wing with speed, raced up around behind the defenseman, and buried it. Was it 5-hole?
I don't think it was.
It was 5-hole or just under the blocker. Anyway, he buried it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we celebrated.
Yep.
So game 3 is Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we take a commanding 3-0 lead versus the St. Louis Blues and move on to the next round in the bubble, the NHL bubble in Edmonton.
Yeah.
How are they going to do the finals? I guess the team that comes out of the Toronto bubble will play the team that comes out of the Edmonton bubble. And I wonder where they're going to play.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We have a couple too many glasses here, huh? Do you want to clean this up and then come back?
Okay, sure.
All right. We're back!
All right. Okay, we got our podcast studio a little bit cleaned up here.
Yep.
So many glasses everywhere.
Yeah, we had our 2 Topo Chico bottles and then 4 other glasses on here, plus the Mountain Valley, like, big boy.
That's what she said.
I can't stand you. All right, I've got my Mountain Valley here, I've got my empty glass, and I'm going to pour a little more here. There we go. Hopefully.
A little ASMR. Like that.
Yep, I know you guys like that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This glass is cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
it
those ones.
Looks like it has a couple ice cubes in it.
Yeah, in the bottom there.
Yeah, like glass.
Yep.
Ice cubes. Cool. Yeah. Hmm.
So I wanted to ask you if you could explain something to me.
Yeah.
And you told me about this earlier, and I thought it was really interesting. And I was wondering if you could explain it again. The cat in the box theory.
Okay, so it's a weird theory, to say the least. It's the scientist. He put a cat in a box, right? A box that nobody could see into. And he had a 50-50 chance. He didn't know which one it would be, right, at all. And it was, one, it would let a poisonous gas inside of the box and the cat would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the other possibility is that nothing would happen to the cat and it would stay alive. Right? So basically he ran the test and they just don't open the box. And what that does, it creates kind of a paradox in something called the butterfly effect, where basically every choice leads you down a path. It leads a paradox there because there's no choice that you make to see if the cat is alive or dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of lives in your mind, never knowing the answer.
Wow. Mind blown. And for our podcast listeners out there, no cats were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Mm-mm. Maybe they were 50 years ago during that test, though. Hopefully we'll never know.
We don't condone any animal cruelty.
Nope.
Speaking of animals, we're looking for a new furry friend. Did we talk about that on the podcast already?
I don't quite remember, but I think we should touch up on it again if we did,
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
So, we were thinking about getting a new dog soon. Another dog.
So, we'll be up to 2 dogs and 2 cats.
Yep, they outnumber us.
It's kind of hard to find a dog. We're looking for a puppy. It has to be a small breed dog.
Yep.
We're looking for a male dog, right?
Yep.
And we need something that's pretty sweet.
We need to adopt well.
One, yeah. It has to be from a shelter.
Yeah.
And we're looking for one that's not so high energy and crazy like our Emma Chihuahua.
We found one super cute today at, I think, what was it called? PetSmart Donations or something?
I'm not sure.
That website? Yeah.
Or
so,
Pet Finder, maybe?
No, it was on PetSmart.
Okay.
But it was he was so cute. He was a little terrier, and he was male, 11 months old.
Yeah.
Very, very cute.
Was he already adopted, or I think we're inquiring about him, right?
Yeah.
See if they call us back.
Uh-huh. All right, you want to go to a different subject?
Sure.
I've got a big subject here.
Okay.
Our producer's birthday is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
We can't discuss too much about this because the producer listens to these podcasts. We don't want to spoil anything.
That's right. That's right.
But it's going to be a good birthday.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned.
Yep. All right. Do you have anything?
Well, if you don't mind, I would ask you about what happened to your elbow.
Oh, yeah.
If you're okay to talk about it, it's up to you.
Oh, it's nothing.
Okay.
It's not a big thing. I mean, it's just... So, our power went out yesterday, and I was bored. I didn't want to spend much time on my phone, you know? So, I decided to ask if I could go outside on my scooter, and they allowed me, of course, you know? I wanted to go, and it's...
It was still light out.
Yeah, it was still light out.
It was kind of late, but still light out. It's starting to get a little dark.
And I had never used my scooter that late before, though, you know? So I was doing a couple of warm-up jumps, right? I was failing a couple of them, right? Because I don't know. I guess I was just not... I wasn't having a good scooter day, I guess. But, so eventually I started hitting the jumps that I was doing, you know? So I decided to move to the park that I have across the street, right? And there's a nice downhill portion onto a curb that you can jump off of that goes like around 10 miles per hour if you go, if you push a couple
times.
That's
really fast for a scooter.
It is. And so I jumped off of it and I tried to do like a 180 switch, right? So I tried to switch my feet while I was jumping, and I missed. Left foot missed it, and it made me turn and then fall onto the ground and just skid across the ground, and it hurt. And my elbow has a little bit of road burn and a couple of cuts and scrapes now, but...
Yeah, you were tough, though. You toughed it out. We got you all cleaned up. You took the cleanup part pretty well. That can be the most painful part when you have to put the antiseptic and stuff
the
on.
The antiseptic
there.
Hurt, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now I'm healing. Last night was a pretty hard night to sleep. It started hurting a lot. I had to put a little more Neosporin just so it wasn't, like, fully exposed, because it hurt a lot. But now it doesn't hurt much at all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's scattering up quick.
Yeah, and you're gearing up for back to school?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be your school classroom right here, huh?
Yep.
In our podcast studio slash classroom.
Slash my actual bedroom.
Yeah. So you got your books?
Uh-huh, I did. And it looks like a lot of learning.
They look pretty good. This book here looks really interesting. California Social Studies, World History and Geography, Medieval and Early Modern Times. Wow, that's going to be great.
That is going to be fun. That looks much better than the history I had last year. Honestly, like, who wants to learn about the geography or whatever we were learning about, honestly?
Really nice textbook, all color pictures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Very, very nice.
When does that start?
It starts, I think, August 25th.
Okay, so you got about a week left.
Yep. All right, so do you have any more topics?
I don't think so. I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. I just want to finish my Topo Chico, and then I think we're going to go play some NHL.
Yep.
What is it, NHL 20?
Yep.
I challenge you to a random match.
All right.
Okay? Okay, cool.
Hopefully I don't get Belarus again.
What was it, Belarus versus...
I don't know. Your team?
Some European
team. The 99ers.
Yeah.
It's the 49ers if they
and
were 50 years old.
And we'll play Canucks versus Blues.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. You want to be Canucks or Blues?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Whatever.
We'll see what we do.
Yep. So, with that, I'm James.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Bo.
Oh, wait. We have to say one thing first.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We have to say... First of all, thank you to all our listeners for listening. Please remember to rate and review our podcast on
Apple Podcasts.
Stitcher, Anchor, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can reach us at...
thebebblespodcast@gmail.com. Or you can shoot us a voice message if you're listening on Anchor, and we can feature you on our podcast.
Very good, very good. So, let's try this again. Until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this is
Bubbles!